And now, without further ado, it is my great pleasure to welcome via phone actor Steven Weber, who you know from so many things. I don't even have time to list them all, but welcome, Steven.
Thank you, Donna. Good to be here today.
You know, people know you from Wings, but honestly, you know, taking a look at your IMDb and seeing the latest things, good Lord, Ballers, Get Shorty, Marvel Rising, Mom, you are rather ubiquitous.
I've definitely gone past my expiration date. I'm very grateful for that.
But you haven't lost your love of the theater, which is the matter at hand.
Yeah, no, in fact, it's always stayed with me. I mean, I sort of, my bread and butter has been television, I suppose, but my love, my true love has been theater. I studied it early on. I went to theater, I went to the High School of Performing Arts, I went to college and studied theater, and in fact, in a couple of years, once my two teenage boys are pretty much out of the house in college, I'm going to head back east and hopefully do more theater.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And for people who haven't had a chance to see you live, these LA Theater Works productions I adore, and of course we carry them here on KPFK. I do believe you were on the show before when you were doing one of them, but you've done quite a few of them, I believe, haven't you?
I have. I've done productions. I did Enron, which was a really big, complicated production. I did a beautiful production called Lips Together, Teeth Apart. I've done a bunch of them, and I have to tell you, I mean, they are beautiful plays, and done as radio theater performances, they lose none of their impact, and in fact, arguably, they gain something. It's a fantastic medium, and I've always loved working for LA Theater Works.
You know, I agree with you, and to me it's so fascinating. I actually saw A Walk in the Woods, believe it or not, when it was produced originally at La Jolla Playhouse.
Wow.
Directed by Des Makanoff, and in that incarnation it was Lawrence Pressman and Michael Constantine.
Wow.
It subsequently went on to Broadway, I believe with Robert Prosky and
Sam Waterston.
Oh my goodness. And here you have a chance, and you know, the guy you're paired with is no Piker himself, Alfred Molina. How fun is that?
Well, amazing. I'm allowed to call him Fred, which also is so strange to me. He's been one of my favorite actors. We became friendly a bunch of years ago and never worked together, although I was doing a play in New York called The Philanthropist, which is an English play written by Christopher Hampton, and it required a fairly nuanced English accent. And I just took a chance and called him up, and I said, would you work on this with me? I'll make you lunch. Just spend a couple hours. And he did. You know, I really didn't expect him, an actor of his stripe, to do it, but he did. And one of the things that distinguishes him, apart from the fact that he is, as I like to call him, the most protean of actors, he changes all the time. No one quite knows how to pinpoint him. They don't know what his nationality is. You know, they don't know who he is, really. Is also, he's a great guy. He's very grounded and very accessible, and that's kind of half the battle right there.
He really is extraordinary. I saw him do Red at the Amundsen, and then it was also recorded for LA Theater Works. And, of course, he was just stunningly great in that. But I think I first became a fan during, way back, Prick Up Your Ears, the Joe Orton piece with Gary Oldman, who's also been on the show. You know, this particular piece, I'm a big fan of Lee Blessing also. Couldn't be more timely, this piece, A Walk in the Woods, even though it was written in 1988.
Right. I mean, look, I think the sensibilities are evergreen. There's still nations are still very tribal and ideological, and the beauty of this play is that it shows that particular dynamic juxtaposed next to a more human, compassionate, personal dynamic, and you know, it's the latter I guess, dynamic that is most interesting and surprising. You know, people forget that the world is not just composed of nations or powers, but individuals. And in many ways, this play highlights the individual.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I can't help but think that it was written in a time when we did still value diplomacy, unlike the current administration, which has just canceled Nancy Pelosi's trip to be a diplomat. Yeah. So there is a certain irony in this, but still a hope for a better world, because even though we have two problematic governments, this piece is about this idealistic American, that would be you, and your counterpart, a Soviet negotiator, and how you attempt to bridge that institutional gaps and barriers that governments sometimes present publicly. But then breakthroughs happen sometimes when you do just take a walk in the woods. I mean, we think
that's
of
right.
Camp David and you know, the Carter administration and the now defunct, unfortunately, Iran deal with John Kerry brokering. But these were instances of diplomacy taking place in a less formal way, which is really what this play is about, right?
Well, it is, and it also is also enjoyable really from a dramatic point of view. I mean, the thing that Lee Blessing does beautifully is that not only does the play highlight all the things that we spoke about, the politics and the diplomatic nuance, but also the humanity. And also, you're not quite sure if these particular characters are who they say they are. What is their actual... What are their subjective goals? You know, what are their individual tasks? Is the Russian diplomat, is he as he appears, or is he wily, or is he genuine? And then a change occurs in both of the characters, which is also quite amazing and dramatic. It's just a fascinating thing, and also points to how important and necessary art in general is. Art, I've always contended that is the lens through which we see the reality of life. You know, without that lens, it's just banal, it's uninteresting, it's perfunctory, and art kind of magnifies certain important elements which make it more understandable, more relatable.
Well, and not only that, I say this nearly every week on this show, I really believe that arts are the most subversive thing there is, and that it is truly what changes hearts and minds. You know, the Berlin Wall really came down almost as much because of cultural breakthroughs as anything else. So I'm a big proponent of the vital role of art. I did want to mention that, of course, L.A. Theater Works is presenting this January 25th through the 27th. You can go to latw.org.
Right.
And also, this looks really great. Following the Saturday 3 p.m. matinee, playwright Lee Blessing and Cold War expert Professor Richard Anderson of UCLA are going to do a talk back. That promises to be amazing.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be great.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Stephen. It's always frustrating that we just start to chat when it's time to move on just due to time constraints. But I do hope you'll come back and we can have more extensive discussion about your career and all the other great stuff that you're doing.
Well, I would love to. And thank you very much for having me on. And thanks to KPFK. I listen to 90.7 all the time. And really grateful that it's on the air.
Oh, thank you so much. We really appreciate that. Again, my guest is Stephen Weber. He's starring with Alfred Molina in LA Theater Works upcoming production of A Walk in the Woods. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Donna. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.